to the Mishnah and Lamed Aleph on the days. Poshat, you take off his weekday clothing. Yorad the Tovel, and then he would be Tovel. All of his tapig, he would get up and dry himself off. And Pashas, he'd dry himself off because that was practically what he had to do. But others say, the Mishnah Melech says that the Rambam holds halach, he has to dry himself off, because the water would be mafsik, be chotzeitz, between his body and the begadim. And even though normally something wet like that would not be a chatzitza, but there's a special halacha that the big day kahuna had to be directly on your skin. Halafash al besara. And even air that came between his skin and the clothing was considered a separation. So he had to dry himself up before he put on the begadim. Hevilo big day zohav. So now he put on the first time he was wearing the big day zohav that day. They originally be wearing his weekday clothing. Now he started to put on the big day kahuna. The lavash, and he put him on the kidei shad of raglav, and then he be makadish. He wash his hands and feet after he put on the big day zohav. Hevilo esatamid. And now all the next avodas he did in the regular big day zohav. These were the regular avodas of the day, not special for Yom Kippur. They brought him the talmid kartso, and he shechted it just the minimum shechita, right? The one simon. And most of both of the simonim, right? That was the umirik es shechita al yado, and somebody else finished off the shechita. Kibbalas adam, so he would be able to makabel adam, because all these avodas had to be done with the kohen gadol, so he had to receive the blood. So if he shechted it completely, the blood would have gushed out already. He wouldn't have gotten a good portion of the blood. So he just shechted the minimum. And the blood didn't yet gush out. Somebody else finished it. When the blood started to gush out, he caught it already in the kli. The zarko, and he went and was zorkit on the mizbeach. The nichnas lahakter ktorish oshachar. And then he went into the heichal to be makter the morning ktorish, ulahaitivis haneros, and to prepare the neros for lighting. Ulahakriv is harosh, the Evarim, and then to be makriv, the head and the rest of the Evarim and the Mizbeach from the Tamid, the Hachavitim, and his Chavitim, also his makriv then, the Esayayin, and the Yayin from the Nisachim, and that also includes the Solas, the flower from the Nisachim. Ktoris Yashachar Hoysakredla Bing Damle Evarim. The Ktoris, the morning Ktoris, was brought between Zrikas Hadam of the Tamid and the Haktoris Evarim, bringing the Evarim to the Kevish. Shal Bein Harbayim Bein Evarim L'Nisachim. But the one by Mincha time, the Ktoris was brought after you brought the Evarim to the Kevish, before you were Makriv the Nisachim. If the Kohen Gadol was old, or he was very finicky, they would bring hot water that they had heated up before Yom Kippur and pour it into the mikveh to heat up the water. But if he wasn't a chole, or he wasn't an istinus, so then it's a shvus to bathe yourself in hot water, even water that was heated before Yontif. So they weren't matir that shvus even in the mikdash unless there was a tzorich. But if he was a zokin or he was an istanis, considered like a chola, then he, what's it called, they would heat up the water for him. He'd wrap himself in a towel in order to dry himself off, and he'd dry himself off, wipe himself off from the water. The kiddush yodav raglav min akiyor. And then he would wash his hands from the kior and his feet. Kiriyolif lekaman shetzorich lechol chalifos big day hayom kiddush lepshita kiddush lelevisha. We'll see in the next mishnah that for every time he changed the clothing, he'd have to, what's it called, wash his hands and feet for taking off the clothing and for putting on the next clothing. We'll see what the order was. It's machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan. But here where he took off Big Day Chol, he didn't have to Mekadosh Yodav Raglav for the Big Day Chol. So there was only a Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim after the Tvila for putting on the Big Day Zav. Somebody else finished off the shechita. Since the Kabbalah Saddam on Yom Kippur was of the Tamid, was only kosher with the Kohen Gadol, he had to quickly get a kli and be makabel the dam, so he couldn't finish the shechita completely. Al yado b'shvilo. Al yado means for his sake. Kemo kotzeitz adam al yidei atzmo, for himself. Inami al yado lashon achrav. Al yado can mean immediately after him. The samachlo. The harbi yesh b'sefer Ezra. Al yado hichzik plonius achoma. Al yado means after him. Ktoras shel shachar hi hoisakreva bigmar mefarish. They would heat up the water erev Yom Kippur. Not the Mechal Yom Kippur to heat up the water for him. They could do it erev Yom Kippur. And they added it to the mikvah water. Once a mikvah has the amount of water that's kosher, you can add all other kinds of water into it, and it's still kosher. So they added hot water into the cold water. Shetothig lahomir miyad sinah. So the mikzas, the tofig means it took away a little bit of the chill. Kemo vayofig libo, mathigin tamon, varechol o nomer mitargamino varechol o pog. It takes away a little bit of the chill of the water. Okay. Amruah Rabbanan kameid Rapapa. Right? The Rabbanan said, Rapapa's Talmidim said in front of Rapapa, Had lo k'Rav Meir. This Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. De'i Rav Meir, kivan da'omer trei kedushi alavisha avin lehu, Hachinami levit trei kedusha alavisha. The machlokas from Meir and the Rabban is the following. By the regular, he took off big day zahav, the next Mishnah. He took off big day zahav and put on big day lavan. So, according to the Rabbanan, he would take off the big day zahav and then be makadish yadav araglav. Then he would be tovel. Then he would be makadish, and then he, what's it called, would put on the big day lavan, and again wash his hands and feet. So one was for the pshita, and one was for the levisha. One washing was for taking off the clothing, and one was for putting on the other clothing. Look at Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Next Mishnah. No, Lamed Dalek. Yeah, Kiddush Yadav Araglav. First, when he would be wearing the big day zohav, he'd make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then he'd take off the clothing. First, he'd make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the clothing he was wearing, and then take off the clothing, and then he would first he'd be tovel, then he would wash his hands and feet again, take off the clothing that he was wearing. And then he would be tovel again, put on the other clothing, and again wash his hands and feet. So one was for the pshita, for the taking off of the original clothing, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and one for the levisha. Right. He'd be makadish yadav v'raglayim before taking off the clothing and before putting on the other clothing. Okay. Reb Meir says no. Parshat, first he'd take off the clothing. Then he'd be makadish yadav v'raglayim. Then he'd be tovel, and then they put on the big day lavan, and again mekadesh yadav v'raglav. So all the kiddushei yadayim v'raglayim preceded putting on the new beged. Not was done when he had the old beged on. Okay, so it wasn't for the sake of taking off the beged; it all was for the sake of putting on the new beged. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this: this Mishnah is not like Reb Meir. De'ira Meir kivan d'omer trei kedusha alavisha avid lehu hachanami levit trei kedusha alavisha. Mishlam, according to the Rabbanan, that the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim every time he changed clothing was to take off the first clothing. He was makadish yadav v'raglav to take off the first clothing. Here, the clothing he was taking off was his weekday clothing. So you don't need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim to take off your weekday clothing. So therefore there was no kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before he took off the weekday clothing, according to the Rabbanan. But according to Reb Meir, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was always after you took off the clothing. And it was for the sake of putting on the new clothing. So here the new clothing was kodesh. So why weren't they two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? One, what's it called, before he put on the clothing, and one after he put on the clothing. That's the question. So this Mishnah doesn't call like Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir, you should need two Kiddushe Yordaim V'Raglayim when you, what's it called, put on the first big day Zav of the day. You should need a Kiddush Yordaim V'Raglayim before you put them on and after you put them on. Amar Lahu Rav Papa, so Rav Papa said to his Talmidim, Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rab Meir, Chad Apshita, the big day Kodesh, V'Chad Aladisha. Right, no. Between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan, that's not the machlokas. Both Reb Meir and the Rabbanan hold one kiddush yodayim v'raglayim goes on taking off the clothing, and one goes on putting on the new clothing. And therefore, even Reb Meir holds you don't have a kiddush yodayim v'raglayim when you take off your weekday clothing to begin with. The hakam b'hakam mifrugish. What's the machlokas Reb Meir and the Rabbanan? If both hold that the first kiddush goes on taking off the clothing, and the second one on putting on the next clothing. The machlokas is in how to learn the pasuk. Upashat v'rochat, v'rochats v'lovash. Right, it says upashat v'rochats v'lovash. Take off the clothes, wash your hands, and then put on the other clothing. Reb Meir savar makish pshita l'levisha. Reb Meir says that we compare the taking off of the clothing to the wearing of the clothing. Ma levisha lo veish v'achar kach mekadesh. Just like it's clear that when you wear the new begadim, whatever begadim you're putting on, you put them on before your mekadesh yad v'raglav, right? Just like the levisha lo veish v'achar kach mekadesh, af pshita poshet v'achar kach mekadesh. Same thing with the pshita. You don't make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for taking off the clothing before you take it off, but only after you take it off. Just like the levisha, you don't make kiddush yadayim v'raglayim till after you wear it. You don't make a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on the pshita till after you do it, take it off. That's what a mayor holds. For Rabbanan savrei makish pshita levisha, it's the opposite. We compare taking off to putting on. Ma levisha kshu lavush mekadesh, just like levisha, when he's wearing the begadim, that's when he makes kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. A pshita kshu lavush mekadesh. So too, when he takes off the clothing, he makes the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim while he's still wearing the old clothing, the original clothing, and then he makes kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Rashi, Rabbanan Talmidei de Rav Papa Amru Kach Lefanav. The Talmidei de Rav Papa said this in front of him. This Mishnah, which doesn't count two washings of the hands by the first begadim, one for taking off the big day chol and one for putting on the big day kodesh, the lo k'Rav Meir, the polig masnisum b'tefilah shniyah ad rabbanan, doesn't go like Rav Meir, who argues in the next Mishnah by the second tefillah, when he changes from big day zav to big day lavan, shahayu makdim in kiddush l'pshita, the rabbanan hold you mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim before you take off the clothing. Who hikdim pshita l'kiddush? And Reb Meir holds you take off the clothing first, and then you make kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Tishnan, Reb Meir omer pashat v'kiddush. First he took off his big day zav, then he made kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. V'shadmina minei, tishvar alei, tishnei kiddushim shehutruch hakosuv, bein beged lebeged, kiddiyolef lekamon, tarvayu mishum levishas begodim amishchalfim, tachas harishonim hu. Reb Meir holds that both kiddush yadayim v'raglayim go on the clothing you're going to wear now, right? One before you put them on, one after you put them on, but they're both going on the levisha. The kamri masnisan lav dechavosiknan, and therefore this Mishnah can't be Reb Meir. Because since he's putting on big day zav, he should wash twice for putting on the begadim. Once before he's tovel, and once before he puts them on, and once after. Dear Rav Meir, betfilah rishona no mini boy trei kedusha. Do a big day kodesh ubalim. He's wearing big day kodesh. According to the Rabbanan, that the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim goes on when you're wearing the old begadim. So first you make kiddush yadayim and then you take them off. So take off your weekday clothes, you don't need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But according to Reb Papa, according to Reb Meir, that you're making two kiddushim on the clothing you're going to be wearing, You're going to be wearing big day cup zav, why not wait to kedusha? Where it says chad apshita, the hilga chacha, the pshita, the big day cholhi lo boy kiddush. The hacha gabi tefila shnia shenechlek rav meir lahakdim pshita le kiddush lab mishum the svar like kiddush rishon. Shalifnei tvila machmas levi shaba ela begzeres hakosu plige. So Papa told them, no, everybody agrees that one kiddush is on the pshita and one on the levisha. The question is, when do you do the kiddush that's on the, what's it called, on the pshita? Do you do it while you're wearing the clothing or after you took them off? Poshat v'rochatz v'rochatz v'lovash. It's as if it said v'rochatz twice. Poshat is big day habod asher lovash. You take off the big day bod. The samech lay v'rochatz is besorah b'mayim. Right, that's what's it called tvila. B'makom kodesh v'lovash is begodav, and then put on the big day zav. The hitla kosev rechitza ben pshita l'levisha. The Torah said, wash your hands between taking off the clothes and putting on the other ones. Later on, the Gemara learns that this v'rochatz means kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The alfir minei trei kiddushay. And we learn as if it said v'rochatz twice. The shadina v'rochatz avu pashat v'alav lavash. The rochatz goes back on the pashat and it goes also on the lavash. Kilu k'siv v'rochatz trei zimnei, as if it said it twice. Rav Meir sover makish kiddush pshita l'kiddush shalavisha. Rav Meir holds, we compare the kiddush that goes on taking off the clothing to the one that's going on the clothing. Malavisha lodesh v'achar kach mekadesh kiddush hasheni k'damir l'kamon hakol mode mekiddush sheni shu lovosh mekadesh, right? V'yolef l'mikroi. Everybody agrees that the second rechitzas ragayim raglayim goes when you're wearing the beged array, the second beged. Af kiddush pshita poshet v'achar kach mekadesh. So too, the kiddush yadayim raglayim that goes on taking off the clothing is when you have it off. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rabbanan savre malavisha kushu lavash mekadesh. Just like by the when you put on the second clothing, you make the kiddush yadayim raglayim when you're dressed. The first kiddush yadayim raglayim for taking off the clothes you do while you're dressed before you take it off, not after you take it off. But the divrei akol kiddush basra achar levisha, right? Everybody holds that the second kiddush yadayim is after you put on the new clothing. Af pshita k'shu lavish begodim k'shu bal nifshol mekadesh. And Rav Meir holds so too. The first one is when you're dressed, before you take off the clothing. But everybody agrees that the kiddush yadayim raglayim is going on what's it called? On one on the pshita and one on the levisha. The only question is, when do you do the one on the pshita? When you're dressed or after you get undressed? So therefore, what's it called? Rav Papa said, even Rav Meir would hold over here, you don't need two kiddushin. Because in a chenami, you do it after you take off the clothing, but it's going on taking off the clothing. So here, you don't make kiddushin daim raglayim for taking off whole clothing. Zemar says, Amru le Rabbanu le Rapapa. So the Talmidim said to Rapapa, Umin Matzis Amrisachi. How could you say that? That Rav Meir also holds that one goes on the Pshita and one goes on the Levisha. The only machlokas is, when do you do the one on the Pshita? Vatanya Vabryson says, not like that. Parsu Sadin Shel Boots, Beinolavain Ha'am. The Bryson says, they put up a linen curtain between him and the people. Hevil Pashat took off his weekday clothing, the Yorad Vitoval, and he went to Vitovel, then he stopped, they dried himself off. Hevil Big Day Zohav, they brought him the Big Day Zohav, the Lavash, and he put them on the Kiddush Yadav Raglav. And then he was Mekadesh Yadav Raglav. One Kiddush Yadayim after he put on the Big Day Zohav. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Rameir Omer Pashat took off his big day what's it called, the regular clothing, the Kiddush Yadav, and then he was Mekadesh Yodav Aragla, the Yor at the Tova, then he was Tovel, all of the Nistatek, Hevilo, Big Day Saw, the Law of Ashra, Kiddush Yodav Aragla, the Feirish. That they're both going on the Levisha. One before the Tvila, one, what's it called? One after the Tvila, went before he put them on, and one after he put them on. But here it's clear that what we thought in the beginning, right, was true. What the Talmidim said, that Reb Meir holds, you make both Kiddushim for putting on the new Begit. The Meir over here, you have to make two Kiddushim too. You're putting on Big Dezav. Omer Lahu, Itanya, Tanya. Okay, I didn't know the Braisa. If there's such a Braisa, then Chadami. Misvara, I could have said what I said. That Reb Meir also holds, one goes on the Peshitta, one on the Levisha. The question is only, when do you do the one on the Peshitta? When you're wearing the clothing, before you take them off, or after you take them off? But it's going back on the Peshitta. Meir holds, you don't need a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim either, over here. But if there's a Braisa that says Betheirish, then even by the first clothing, the change, Reb Meir holds you need Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, then it's obviously you're right, that Reb Meir holds that both Kiddushim go on the new Begid, not on what you took off.
How do you get the Verachetz Verachetz?
What?
The Verachetz is only because it's in between, so therefore it's Darshan both ways. But now, how's it both on one Levisha?
No, now we're saying that that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat in the Machlokas. We learn it from different. No, we learn it from months ago. We learn it later on the Pesukim differently. That Reb Meir holds that all the Kedushim are on what's it called. We learn two Brachitzas, but not that it's going back on the Pshita. It's going what's it called. You have to do it after the Pshita, but it's not going back on the Pshita. It's
going.
You need one Rechitza. What's it called, before the Tvila, and when Rechitza, after you put on the Begadim. That's all. Yeah, not that it's going back on the Levisha, just that the Svara is not the same Svara, that's all. We still need two Rechitzas. Okay. Whereas it says, Umi Matzis Amris, the Lomatzik Reb Meir, at Tvila Rishona Trei Kedushi. How can you say that Reb Meir doesn't hold, this mission doesn't go like Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds, you need two Kedushi, even by the first Levisha, because they're both going on the Levisha, not on the Pshita. Vatanya, the gam tvila rishona tanya, midlo matzach ule rabbanin lechad kiddush. Right, this is going on the first, what's it called, Levisha. When he changes from weekday clothes into the big day zahar. Because otherwise the rabbanin would hold you need two kiddusha. So why the rabbanin say only one kiddusha? Because kiddush, because it's going on taking off your weekday clothing. At the time of the rabbeir, mishum the kasover tarvayu, mishum begodim shu lo deshu. The mayor holds that one is not going back on the Pshita and one on the Levisha. They're both going on the Levisha that you're putting on now. And the Mela, you need two even the first time. Amar Lahu Itanya, Behedya, Demasikli, Trikadushi. So the Papa said, if there is such a Brisa that says the Feirish, that the mayor holds you need two Kedushim, Tanya, then fine. The time of the mayor, Nishum Tarvai or Levisha. From this Brisa you can learn, not like I said. If you wouldn't find a price instead of a fairish, misvar, I tell you that Reb Meir also holds one of them is on the Peshitta. The machlokas is only when you do it. You couldn't learn from the second Mishnah that in this Mishnah Reb Meir would argue. Because you could say that Reb Meir holds, they both go, one goes on the Peshitta, one goes on the Levisha. And the machlokas between the Rabban and Reb Meir is when you do it. But the Maisa, now there's a Braisa and the Feirish, you can't learn like that in Reb Meir. You have to learn in Reb Meir that one goes on the, one, both of them go on the Levisha, the Mela, even by the first one, you have two Kedushim.